Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
We're at 2 o'clock, which means that John has got us all in great order and fashion again. And so we will start with the public comment and open forum section of the meeting. And John, go ahead if you would.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Again, John Kotelnik, staff attorney for Game Fish and Parks. We don't have a public hearing per se this month because there are no finalizations. So this is just the open forum. And again, remind individuals to limit their testimony to 3 minutes as there are several people that will want to talk. So with that being said, the first person I have signed up is Mr. Rob Rober.
All right, thank you. Hello, can you hear me now? All right, my name's Rob Rober. If you remember me, I was at your Watertown meeting here. I'm just doing a little follow-up on my request and permission or petition to close down a shoreline area on my property at Cottonwood Lake. I have an 80 acres underneath the lake right now, and everything is really full. So we're getting some high water in that issue. But I was hoping that John got materials to everybody, and I did send some out to a couple people that weren't in attendance. I don't know when you'll decide on that, but I thought it was like 40-some days or something or whenever, but I'm not sure. But the other issue I want to talk about is flooding at Cottonwood Lake, and we got an issue going back in years, back to 1989, when they redid the highway with the Department of Transportation. They put a three-chamber culvert, a box culvert in going out of the lake on the north side. And there's also a three-chamber box culvert going in on the Tupont's Bridge Road on the north side. But when they redid the highway, they enlarged a lot of culverts and stuff. And so we're getting extra water coming in, and right now that we're full, a 2-inch rain, there's going to be about 15 to 18 cabins that could get flooded real easy. And it's, I'll give you the concept, it's like having a bathtub and adding 2 or 3 spigots to it, you know, going out on Tupont's Bridge Road. There's an area, a low spot of about 100 yards that washes out, and then it adds more water in for up to 2-3 weeks. So we're going to have a flooding issue that we're going to have to deal with down the line. And that's where we got a lot of our erosion problem over the years and had to deal with it. Chancey Schrake, back probably 11 years ago, we had a meeting with, I know Lynn Beck was for the Department of Natural Resources. We had somebody from the transportation part. But, you know, we're looking down the line that we really need to add 2 chambers to the outlet out there, you know, and that's an infrastructure thing that we need to deal with. Other than that, that's all I have to say, unless you have any more questions for me or whatever. So I'll conclude my questioning or information.
Thanks, Rob. Anybody have any questions for Rob?
Mr. Chair, for clarity, I'll work with Mr. Rober to figure out when exactly he wants to have a contested case hearing in regards to the potential petition for a Section 8 lake closure.
Okay. Hope that sounds good.
I thought it was online already. That's what I was wondering.
John's indicating no. I thought there was, help me clarify this, and maybe we can do it offline better. But I mean, have you had an attorney working with John, or has it just been
me? It's been me here at this time right now.
I'm not saying you have to have one. I just was, maybe I'm confused. I thought that there was somebody that was waiting for an attorney.
Well, I'm looking for some pro bono help. Everybody is nowadays, but you know,
me too.
And I had referred it down to the attorney general's office, but right now they're kind of busy right now. So I don't know what's going on, and everything's kind of confidential there. They don't respond back and whatever, because it is also a federal offense if you have the 401 and 402 violations. So that's what I was looking at. So,
well, we've got the commitment. John's going to work with you on this. And so that's,
well, okay. It's been a year though, if that's what I'm saying. Okay. Anything else? Well, thank you.
Commissioner Locken.
Yeah, Commissioner Locken here. Is this a DOT issue if it's box culverts underneath?
Well, down the line, it should be. You know, if you remember back, down at the dunes down and by Sioux City, there was an issue where they didn't make the culverts big enough and everybody got flooded down there. That was a case that Myra Henry took probably 8-10 years ago when we had the high water coming through Montana from Montana. You know, there was a similar type of situation there. But, you know, down the line, it's highlanders versus lowlanders where we're at, you know. So the lowlanders always get the bad end of the deal, you know. And so that's, it's something they built the box culvert for a 10-year event, and that was the transportation guidelines at that time. But with the climate changes and things like this, I don't know, you know, we had 300-year events in 2 years, and so we, it's a very costly thing as far as FEMA and flood insurance and things like that. And so a lot of us had to raise our properties or elevations, and they've worked that in with the emergency management now. But, you know, it's a problem that's going to happen, and you'll see it. It sooner or later, it's going to happen, you know, with these higher rainfalls we're getting. If we get a 3-inch rain in the Orient Hills, we're going to get a lot of flooding coming from Falk County and Hand County right down through us, through Medicine Creek, you know, because it's like a bottleneck. It should have been 5, but due to economic things at that time, you know, in 1989, who could project that we would have 3 or 4 inch rains every other week or whatever? So,
thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you for your consideration.
Thank you, Mr. Rober. The next person I have on the list is Ms. Julie Johnson. Welcome, Julie.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, Mr. Secretary, Game Fish and Parks team. My name is Julie Johnson. I'm a lawyer. I reside at Minor Lake, and I'm the registered lobbyist. I'm also deeply involved in the Minor Lake Association. We just wanted to take this opportunity to thank you and your team for working so hard with us. And it's been less than 2 years since a chunk of concrete blew out of the Minor Lake Dam, and your team and the legislature and the governor's office and everybody helped us put this all back together again, and you got to witness it today. We will be doing a more formal rededication of the spillway in the midsummer. We'll extend invitations to you. You'd be welcome to join us if you can. We just wanted to take this opportunity to say thank you publicly to you and your team. Thank you.
Thanks, Julie. It's a beautiful area. I'm glad that we could help out.
Thanks, Ms. Johnson. That's all I have listed who has signed up. Is there anyone else in the room that wishes to give testimony at the open hearing? Seeing none, is there anyone online that wishes to give testimony in the open hearing? Hearing none, Mr. Chair, that would conclude the open forum portion of the meeting.
Thanks, John. Appreciate you taking care of that.